Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The West Monroe West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce and the City of West Monroe have launched the West Monroe Brown Bag Lunch Concert Series. It's going to be held every Wednesday in the month of May. Chamber President Courtney Hornsby joins me for more about this series. Courtney, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about how this project came about.
The City of West Monroe and the West Monroe West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce have partnered together on different projects that will add to the community and make West Monroe just a wonderful place to live and for people to want to be here and do business here. At the same time, we were looking at doing a branding initiative for what we now call 7th Square. For those not familiar with what 7th Square is, it's the complex of city buildings and structures on North 7th Street in West Monroe. You've got the West Monroe Farmers Market, you've got the REC, which is their newly renovated recreational complex, and you've got the West Ouachita Senior Center. But what people often didn't see was the pavilion. And the pavilion is a gazebo-type structure that is located directly behind the West Monroe Farmers Market, and it had not been usable. It had been in disrepair. It hadn't been used in months, if not years, and we really thought this is a great way. It looks like a gathering point for the community, like a town square, so to speak. What can we do here that would bring people to the area and to come together? And so we thought of the concert series.
With the pavilion, was that money provided by the city that kind of brought that back, or was it a grant?
Yeah, to renovate the pavilion was completely the work of the City of West Monroe. Okay. They had agreed that it needed to be renovated and that it wanted to be usable for the public. So at the same time, the City of West Monroe and the Chamber put together a grant application to the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council to fund the Brown Bag Lunch Concert Series. So we had the work going on at the same time to rehabilitate the pavilion, and then we were successful in getting a grant from the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council and thought this is a great kickoff to let the public know that this pavilion is now usable once again.
Well, it is the lunch series, so I take it things get underway at about 12 o'clock. What's kind of the setup going into the concerts?
Yeah, the concerts are every Wednesday in the month of May from noon to 1 p.m. And certainly, as the name dictates, it's a brown bag lunch concert series. So we encourage people to grab a lunch from somewhere local. But the great thing about the concert is that we provide so much to make it convenient for you. We bring chairs, so you're not having to bring your own chair. But if you want to sit on the ground, we've had some folks who brought picnic blankets and who like to enjoy that. The great thing about the pavilion is it's shaded and it's entirely covered, so you're sitting in the shade with a chair provided by the city. And we also have beverages and other snacks that are provided. Then the city always has a great jug of sweet tea and lemonade. So lots of things available. Even if you weren't even bringing a lunch, you still have the opportunity to get some kind of beverage or refreshment.
You mentioned the kickoff concert happening last Wednesday with the Water Boys. How did it go?
It was absolutely fantastic. You know, we couldn't have asked for a better kickoff. The weather was great. It was sunny and a little windy, but not too hot. And we had over 100 people attend. We had a couple of companies in the area, Avalon Place and Delta Grand and Caring Hearts Hospice, donate root beer and Coke floats for the kickoff while supplies lasted. And that was a really fun treat. Beautiful weather. What a great day to spend a Wednesday at lunchtime having a Coke float, sitting there listening to some great music. And the Water Boys were a great choice for our first kickoff. They played music that literally had the entire audience toe tapping. So they played a little bit of CCR. They had a little bit of, you know, some country, a little bit of rock and pop. But young and old alike were there. And I think they all really enjoyed listening to the music.
Speaking of young, coming up this Wednesday, it's the Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts. What can you share about their performance?
Yeah, we wanted to have a variety of musical talent. We have so much local talent here in our area, and we wanted to have something that appealed to just a broad range of our audience. So we wanted to focus on youth and showcase what our local youth can do here. So the Strauss Youth Arts Academy will be here. They're going to be performing different selections. Of course, they're doing The Lion, Witch, and The Wardrobe right now, and I'm sure they will have some of that. But hopefully they'll have some other selections from the previous shows that they've done in the past. And I think it's going to be wonderful for our business and our older community to see what our young people can do right here in our own neck of the woods.
On Wednesday, May 21st, the Farmer Mac Duo. Tell us about these performers.
This is a new group. This is a new duo that's been practicing and performing together here locally. John Farmer is a ULM musical student. He plays the guitar, and he has his own trio. He's absolutely fabulous. We've had him at several of our chamber functions.
Yeah, Director's Gala that the station has had the past couple of years. Excellent work. Yeah.
Yes, he's an excellent musician. musician, especially for being in college. It's just wonderful to hear him play. And he's partnering with our very own Tom McCandlish, who's the membership director at the Chamber. And Tom is also a musician. He's a singer and performs with another band. But these two really clicked, and they've been performing together. And I'm trying to get Tom to tell me what they're going to play. I know they're going to have a little bit of Billy Joel and maybe some Nat King Cole and some other fun stuff. So I'm excited to hear that.
And rounding out things this month on the 28th, Ricky Pittman. Tell us about the style of music we can expect from Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky has played before at our farmer's market opening for the city of West Monroe last year, and he's performed a lot around the West Monroe area. He's a great storyteller and folk singer, and I think he's won some national awards for his efforts. And so we've heard great things about Ricky and look forward to having him come to our concert.
Well, are there plans at this point for other concert series coming up, or is it just going to be an annual event for now? What are the thoughts there?
Sure. Well, we want to do it also in September, so we want to make sure that everyone knows we're doing it every Wednesday in May, but also every Wednesday in September as well. So we're already looking at bands for the month of September, and we do want to make this an annual event. We want this to be the standard of what you can expect to see at the Pavilion during the months of May and during the months of September is the West Monroe Brown Bag Lunch Series. You know, with the success of the series and the interest that we've had in Seventh Square and the Pavilion in particular, I think the city and the Chamber will be looking at other events that we can bring to the Pavilion. So we're always looking for ideas and suggestions on what the community would like to see.
Well, definitely looking forward to the concert series coming up the remainder of the month. Courtney, if someone would like to find out more or have suggestions, how could they get in touch?
Absolutely. They can call the West Monroe West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce at 325-1961.
Courtney Hornsby is president with the West Monroe West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce. Looking forward to the Brown Bag Series in West Monroe at the Pavilion. Courtney, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting the listening room at kedm.org.
Support for Landiap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.